A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daf Beis. Tamura 2a. Pagination is 3. We have the privilege of starting this new Masechta. The word Tamura means exchange. And the concept that we will deal with is a specific mitzvah in the Torah, that if there's an animal that is kodshim, designated as a korban for the Beis HaMikdash, and a person tries to do an exchange on that animal, he's not redeeming it, he's exchanging its kedusha from one animal to the other. So the pasuk says, quite remarkably, Vayahu usimuraso yihya kodesh. Both the original animal and the exchange animal shall be holy. Whatever the ramifications of that, it depends what karban we're dealing with, but they both become kadosh. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, although usually Mishneh Torah is for halachas, but occasionally, usually it's at the end of a section, he goes into a little bit of tamei hamitzvahs, into understanding what the mitzvah is looking to accomplish. And of course, we're cautious with this all the time, because who are we to say what Hashem intended? But at the very least, ta'amei ha-mitzvahs, the taste of a mitzvah, understand it a little bit. He writes that sometimes a person does something of great dedication for holiness and then regrets it, and he's going to try to exchange out of it to a lesser level. He's going to take a karban that's of lesser value and try to exchange it for the karban that already is. And the Torah doesn't want him to be able to do that. Even if he assesses it, that I'm actually giving the Beis HaMikdash the better of the deal, the Mizbeach will get a better animal, a person's mind plays games with them, and Vayahu Smrasa Yiyakodesh, it's just they're both Kadosh and we're not going there. Now, it's worth mentioning, just to gain perspective over here, this Masechta is about something, the effectiveness of something which you're not supposed to do. There is a prohibition on doing tamura, but we're going to delve into it to find out if you were effective in doing the prohibition. And to put it in perspective, it's a little bit unusual. Most of the Masechtas are dealing with situations. Yevamos, unfortunately, her husband died, and we're moving on. What are we supposed to do? Gittin, it's sad, it's a choice, but it's happening. It's not forbidden. Avodah Zarah is telling us what is Asur. It's a little bit more like Basa B'Chalav, where it's forbidden to do milk and meat, and we're going to discuss, as it is forbidden, what exactly would you have to do to create something called basar b'chalav, which would then be forbidden to eat. In any case, the Mishnah begins, Hakol mamirim, anybody can do a tamura, not that they could, but it's going to be effective. Echad anoshim ve'echad noshim, both men and women. Lo sha'adam rashay lahamir, not that you're allowed to do it. But if you did it, mumar, it's effective. It became a tamura. And a person would get lashes, malchus, for it. It might be unnecessary, but I do want to mention that the word teruma, which transposes two of the letters, is a totally different word. Teruma is the tithe from produce. Temura is an exchange. Let's look at Amud Beis, and about a quarter of the way down, we're jumping in the middle of a sugya, but there's still a lot that we can gain even jumping in the middle. The beginning of a line, Ish o isha ki ya'asu mekol chatos ha'adam, a man or a woman who will do anything from the wrongdoings of mankind. Hishva ha'kos of isha le'ish l'chol onshin shabbatora, by stating it in that way, a man or a woman, the Torah has equated men and women for all prohibitions and punishments of the Torah, even though it's typically written in the masculine, but that doesn't matter. It's men and women are keeping kosher, etc., doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah, including temura, including this prohibition. It's derich. Nevertheless, we had to articulate specifically over here that both men and women are included. Ma'u detema, I would have thought. Hani mili onesh teshave bein biyochid bein betzibur. I would have thought that isha isha only includes both when it's all equal for the individual and the public sector. There are no differences. Aval hocha, but by temura, there are differences. Kevin de onesh in shava bakolhu. It's not equal for everyone. The Tanan, as we learned, eina tzibur ve'ashutfim osim temura. The public and partners cannot do temura. Isha nami ki avda lo lakya. I would think that perhaps a woman is also not included. This is clearly a different set of guidelines. Kamash Malan, we're being told that a woman can also do temura, and it would be the prohibition. Boy Rami Bar Chama asked, Katan mahu sheyomir, what about a person who's underage, a child? Hey Chidomi, what's your case of your question? If you're talking about a child that's so young that their vows would not be binding, that's not relevant. That doesn't count as a question. If he can't make something hektish to begin with, then he certainly can't make a temura. The concept of nedarim, as we've mentioned on other occasions, from Rav Shamshon Fel Hirsch's insight, is that a neder typically is stating something now that will be effective later. I'm making a vow, I'm making a commitment that will be observed later. If you want to do it, just do it. But he's not just doing it. He's committing himself to do it at a later time. And the Torah introduces the concept that a person underage, as long as they've reached a certain maturity level, is also able to make a vow. So our question is, if the child has reached that point that he could make hektish, could he make temura as well? A child that has reached that level, Mi amrino, do we say, kemen de amar mar ish matam la makiafli ned del rabas mufla samach le ish. He's able to make it kadosh, so maybe he can make temura as well. Or odilma, third wide line, the kevan de lav bar onchin hu bitemura lo matfis. Since he's not punishable, because he's a child, so temura will not work. In other words, in a phenomenal way, temura is a punishable action. And the Gemara considers the possibility that being that he's not punishable, it won't be a temura. The two are linked. We're literally not talking about a regular, ordinary behavior that a person wants to do, and we need to know if he can do it, how he can do it. It's a prohibited action which will be binding. And that's why, by way of analogy, I'm suggesting perhaps that basa b'chalav is a great comparison. The Gemara continues and says, if you accept that a katan can do a temura, because he will be a person, he's the type of person that will one day be punishable for his actions in such things. What about a non-Jew who has a karban? His karban, a Yisrael's karban, we can discuss. But can he do a temura? Mi amrit, will you say, mi de ekdushe makdish, he's able to make a karban kodesh, so he can do a temura. O dilma, or maybe, kevin de lo osi lechlal onshin, he's never going to reach the type of onshin that we talk about over here, which is malchus. Ki ovid temura lo kodesha, when he does a temura, it will not be kodesh. And that's the question. We'll stop there. Interestingly, there's a two dots, even though the Gemara continues on the topic. But the Gemara is linking whether a person can be punished for Temura to whether Temura will be effective. Being that this is the introductory session to Temura, I do want to make reference to a concept that we have in tefillah, in davening, in slichas. In the slichas of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have a slicha of Akedah, where Yitzchak is meant to be the korban, and he is exchanged for an animal. Ayil achar nechaz basvach bekarnov, in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayera. So in the Slicha, the author codifies that event by saying, Vahayahu usumuraso yihya kodesh. The rule of Temura is that the original remains kadosh, and the exchange is also kadosh. In other words, to say that Yitzchak and his descendants reached a tremendous level of Kedusha, which does not get removed, even though he's replaced on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach, but that level of Kedusha, as an Am HaNivchar, as an Am Segula, remains. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.